This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. Happy New Year, everyone! With the changing of the calendar to a brand new year, we need to be aware of all the changes in rules and regulations and laws that were passed by our liberal-leaning legislature this past year. Many of them went into effect at midnight on Sunday night. Among my favorites was the speed camera bill. Now, previously, these automatic speed cameras were only authorized in 10 cities in Oregon. Now, any city in Oregon can install these cameras. Why, you say? Well, to take more money out of your pocket, of course. The cameras will automatically take a picture of any vehicle running a red light or speeding, and then just mail a ticket to you. And it will cost you a bunch of money with typically no recourse to contest the fine. Hopefully, Klamath Falls will be smart enough not to get involved with this fiasco, but then again, when there's money involved for them, our leaders usually can't help themselves but put their hand in your pocket. From the holiday family gathering, I've heard stories about these cameras from my children who live in cities where they operate. The latest was a picture and a fine of a sizable sum for allegedly running through a red light. Never mind, he couldn't even remember driving on that road or anything about that particular date. But as usual, just another way for municipalities to put their hand in your pocket with little or no effort on their part. Also new this year, a law to make it easier to convert commercial buildings to residential use. Now, our illustrious governor has been on the warpath to do anything she can for the homeless. This new law would dictate to cities that they must streamline the process if someone wants to take a commercial building and change it into residential units. Basically, it nullifies many local regulations that would dictate an orderly transformation of a commercial building. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, imagine having a commercial building located in an area that's strictly commercial, like Washburn Way. Then convert one of those buildings to residential, which I'm sure would be used for the homeless as well. And after all, that's what the governor seems most interested in. So, residential and perhaps homeless wandering around all these commercial buildings. Gee, what could go wrong with that scenario? Oh, and of course there are new regulations and fee increases in a slew of government programs that will, of course, remove more money from your pocket and mine. What with inflation and the never-ending thirst from government for your money, 2024 is poised to be a tough year economically for both you and me. But then again, it's just business as usual. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.